This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are things that happen in the land of business and the economy that are sometimes more confusing than clear. That is the motivation behind our series, I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Today's question comes to us courtesy of Michael Devitt. He's in Boise, Idaho.
How do wineries set the price for a bottle of wine? And what is the difference between, say, a $10 bottle and a $30 bottle? Is it costs? Is it taste?
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes it from there.
So the first thing you should know is there's a difference between wine that's mass-produced and sold nationally or internationally and wine from wineries that only sell locally. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's chat with Robert Ross Moody. He's chairman of the Sommelier Society of America, a sommelier being a wine expert, often at a restaurant. Moody is holding court at his favorite bistro in New York. He says 80% of the cost of a $30 bottle distributed nationally is advertising.
They've spent a lot of money to promote the particular wine. And the more money they spend promoting the wine doesn't necessarily mean that makes it a good wine.
Moody says most of the wine made today is just average, even below average, what he calls plonk.
All it has to do is be wet and have alcohol in it, and that's plonk.
But Moody says don't be suspicious of cheap wine. It could surprise you.
Never do that. That's a big boo-boo. Just because the wine costs $10 doesn't mean it's plonk.
Okay, so you know what plonk is. Now let's talk about those small local wineries I mentioned. This part of the story needed grueling in-person research. A winery visit was required. I trekked to a winery in my home state of Maryland. Knob Hall Winery is in the western part of the state. It's owned by Dick and Mary Beth Seibert. When I knock on the door of the farmhouse behind the winery, Dick answers, along with a golden retriever and a corgi.
You got the welcoming
crowd.
How are you?
I'm
fine. Yeah, let's go over there if it's not too cold.
We head across the farmyard to the winery, sit down, and I ask Dick Seibert how they price their wine. He says the price depends on three big costs.
It would be vineyard, then production, and then sales.
The vineyard costs $17,000 an acre just to get it up and running. That's the cost of plants, a tractor, a sprayer. The production costs? Expensive hand picking of the grapes, followed by hand sorting, which the mass producers don't do.
And we're pulling out any bugs, any leaves, any stems. So that's a real difference between inexpensive wine and more expensive wine.
Ew! So you might get bugs in cheap wine. I, for one, am willing to pay more for bugless wine. That last cost Seibert mentioned, sales, they've got one salesperson who goes around to restaurants, but they spend very little on marketing.
Not even 0.8% is marketing, no.
But the small wineries are all a little different. And that brings us back to the listener who asked about wine prices in the first place, Michael Devitt. He did some reporting of his own in Boise, where he's a physical therapist. Michael went to a winery just outside Boise called Coiled. Owner Leslie Preston gave him a tour.
Wow.
This is Case Goodroom.
They sit down to chat, and Michael pops the question.
So, Leslie, how do wineries set the price of a bottle of wine?
Preston answered by breaking down the cost of a bottle of her wine.
The grapes are going to be about 15%. The package might be 10%. The production is the vast majority of the cost for me.
So there's your answer from Boise. Now, if you don't have the stamina for a grueling winery visit, don't worry. Our sommelier, Robert Ross Moody, he says your best bet is to go to a wine store and ask, what's good? They'll steer you away from the plonk. Exhausted from this very tough assignment and ready for a drink, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Your questions, our answers. Hit us up with what you've always wondered, marketplace.org.